Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me.
Hello.
So yeah. Buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brimskin time. Hell yeah. In plain sight, number 118. It doesn't rhyme, baby. I don't care. I'm just like, hey, man. I just have to come up with a name and just go with it for today. Anyway, I got my wingman, Mr. Greer.
Hola.
And it's about to be on. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be on. As always, Within Brimskin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret. Berry Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
Oh, really?
It didn't do it again. Yeah.
All right.
It is what it is. Hold on. I got to put my little condom on my little microphone here. Hello, microphone condom. How are you?
There we go.
We got to be safe. You know what I mean? Be safe. Because you heard all the pss, 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 you know what I'm saying when I was talking?
Yeah. I tried to find the world thing. I don't know where Alex put it on here.
Oh. So he was right. That's if you can find it.
Oh, well, no, he was right about on the GHR one, because the GHR one, he made it blatantly obvious where he put it. But on this one, I definitely don't know where it is. There's just one. You know what? It might even be right here, because there's one missing on this thing.
Is it this one? Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm saying, if you would have hit it, nothing would have happened anyway, because there's no sound there.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. But anyways, so yeah, it's one of those days, guys. It's been one of those weeks, one of those months. And, you know, bringing in last year, it's been crazy. What do you call it? Wanted to absolutely kind of decompress today, but I couldn't. I had nothing but, you know, go all day long, because I just came from Pennsylvania. So, what do you call it? I had on Thursday and Friday this past week, I had to head out to see my friends over at Torchbearer Sauces because we were working on some of the new sauces, which we can try tonight on GHR. Oh,
that's cool.
So, we got two new sauces that we came up with. And we also have the Sweet Heat Treat, which is going to be making its comeback, which is amazing. And I also have my Dust from Hell and my Flavor Behavior, so I'm excited about that. And, we're just getting everything ready and ready to do a whole relaunch on some of the stuff. Just a lot of work, people. Just a lot of work. Oh, and before I forget,
today's secret word is
Ducati. Ah! We'll get to that a little bit later. So anyway, you know, I decided, you know, I'm gonna take my son with me, and you know, I took Dylan to Pennsylvania with me. So on the way, we saw our friends over at Mane & Tail, and we had a nice breakfast with them.
That's cool.
And what do you call it? It was great, because we got to see them over there. We haven't seen them in a while, obviously, because of COVID. You know, the last time we saw them was when we went up to pick up my sauces.
Probably,
which
what,
was,
like 6-7 months ago?
Well past that, right?
No, because it was definitely over the winter.
Was it over the winter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it definitely had to have been... This is gonna be so corny. You're gonna make fun of me when I tell you how I'm gonna describe this, because it had to have been before Christmas. It wasn't that soon before me and Kim started dating.
Okay,
which was literally the day after Christmas. So if it wasn't in December, it was definitely in November.
It had to be before, because we launched it in October. So
no way.
Yeah, had to be before.
No, because it definitely
it was either September or October.
No way.
Had to be. No. It couldn't have been September. Because
it wasn't over the summer. It definitely wasn't over the summer. I can tell you that.
I don't know. Well, whatever. It was a long time ago.
Because you remember, because remember we were at the Smod Castle, like not too soon after that, and it was, I'm pretty sure it was still wintertime.
We went the same trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it wasn't over the summer, because it was.
No, it was in the fall. It was in the fall. It wasn't snowing yet.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was probably like.
It was like October. It
might have been like October, November.
Yeah, it had to be October. Which is still a long time.
Yeah.
October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. We're in June.
It's like 8 months.
Nine
months.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's been a long time since we saw them.
Yeah.
So we went out, and then what do you call it? You know how Ashton always tries to be slick?
Yeah.
You're gonna call it. So I was like, nah, it's not gonna happen. What do you call it? And I saw her making a motion for the check. You know, she was like making one of these like motions.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. I said, bring it to me. And what do you call it? And the waitress is like, she's like looking at me, and she goes, I'm like, bring it to me. I was like, it belongs to me, thank you. You know, yeah. And so she gave it to me, and Ashton's like, what the hell? I was like, you sneaky little thing, you sneaky thing. You thought you were going to take this from me? No. No. No, it's not going to happen. I don't even, do I have?
I don't think so.
I don't have a no on here from
you,
Kim.
I don't think you do.
All right, well, no. Yeah. So I got it. I took care of her and the crew. But anyway, what do you call it? But yeah, it was so good to see them, you know, so good to see them. And then what do you call it? After that, you know, Dylan and I went out to Torchbearer and, you know, it was also, again, really good to see them over there because it's been so long, you know, since I've seen them also. So and it's been so long since we've seen people. You know what I mean? Like, you guys might have gone out. You might have been doing things or we haven't seen anybody.
Yeah.
Like, or very minimally.
Like, well, I mean, like, I haven't, you know, I've really seen anybody. I mean, I think the most I've done since everything's reopened is, what, maybe go to a Met game. Like in public, like for the most part, I haven't done. I've done a crazy amount. I've just seen my roommates and Kim.
But you guys go out and you do things. Like,
oh yeah,
like we weren't doing anything for a very long time. We started to recently, but I haven't been out. Like I haven't been away. And me, this is the first time being during the pandemic has been the first time that I've ever been grounded for this long. You know what I mean? Like I'm always, you know me, I'm always out and about.
Yeah.
So for this, you know, trip, it was just crazy. It felt so good to be away. Not to be away from my wife because, you know, because Danielle and Haley didn't come, obviously, but, you know, but it felt good just to be gone. You know what I mean? And out in the world. I hated just sitting there and just, you know, that's all you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like day in, day out.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I'm actually a little bit of the opposite. Like, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like my trips and I like my and stuff like that. But like, if I'm going away, like, I'd like to just take like a mini vacation and then come back and then just chill. You know, like. But that sounds like fun though. PA sounds like a blast, and especially when you get your because you showed me and Kim pictures of the sauces like in their little bottles, official bottles. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you call it? So I'm for Sweet Heat and for the two seasonings. We're gonna do a little revamp on the labels, and for the two new products, I got to come up with the names for. But what do you call it? This. Very interesting sauces. Very cool. We had a good time. We had a really good time. And again, it was so nice to be around people and being able to just kind of be out and about. You know? So now I took Dylan to get his birthday present, what do you call it, since we had a little bit of free time on, you know, early, like one day.
Yeah.
So we wound up going over to a place and I got him his first gun. So
that's cool.
So I got him a beautiful shotgun, and what do you call it? Danielle wasn't necessarily thrilled about it, but I mean,
as a mother generally would be.
but he for those of you who don't know, my son just turned 20 this week,
mm-hmm.
So he turned on
Happy
Father's
birthday.
Day 20.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? So it was like a rite of passage, you know. Like I had at least a 22 by the time I was like 14.
Yeah.
You know, so like maybe it was even like 12.
Yeah.
So for me to have waited this long is a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I gave him like I passed down my knife collection already, so he has a good portion of my knives, and you know what I mean. And now, you know, I gave him, you know, his first gun. So what do you call it? So we were in there, and it was taking a lot longer than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if you've like opened up a newspaper and seen the climate it is to buy a gun right now, but
yeah.
Like, would you expect you to be like, hey, can I get that one shotgun off the wall, please? Wrap it up and thank you and be out the door. Did you really think that was going
to
be the case?
No. I figured that it was going to be a little bit shorter of a time. I didn't expect it to be as long. We wound up being there for like an hour and change.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're buying a gun, man. You're buying a gun in America in 2021.
But hold on.
In a northern state.
But it's it's an unlicensed type of a gun. So anybody can own that type of a gun. Where'd you buy it from? From what do you call it? What is it? The big store. I can't remember what it's called.
Like where? Here in
PA.
In PA.
In PA.
Yeah.
In PA. It's legal here. It's just, oh my God, I can't believe I'm blanking on the name.
That's cool. No free ads. But was it like a store or like a gun show?
It's like the one, no, it's the store. It was a store. Like, you know, like the one that's on Route 110? It's like an outdoor store. Bass Shops. That's what it is.
Okay.
It's Bass Shops.
Yeah.
But that one is like, you can take four of the ones that are on 110 here and put them into this one.
That doesn't surprise me. You're in the boonies of Pennsylvania.
Wow. Like, the amount of things was crazy. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimski.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
And we are back to Within Brimskin, so back to you buying a gun for your son.
Yeah, and that rhymes. You're a poet. You don't even know it. So what do you call it? So yeah, so we got the shotgun, and then we went to do the sauces.
I'm sorry, you didn't say, but you like they took a while because did they have to do like background
checks
or something?
Yeah, background check and all that stuff. But you know, we made sure we got all the stuff for it and the locks and you know
I mean, you're not just gonna get a gun and have it just freely sitting around everywhere.
No. But what do you call it? So anyway, so that being said. There we go. You know what I mean? So that was, it was a very nice experience. It's just a blow.
I'm sorry that I had to ask for it again because like, it's just not every day that you just hear that's like, oh, happy birthday, son. I bought you a gun. Like that's not a story that you generally just glaze right over.
Well, I brought him to pick out a gun. It was, we picked it out. You know what I mean? So, and it just so happened that it was the shotgun rather than a hunting, because we're not going to go hunting with it. You know, he's going to go to the range or, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. But it was, it's a beautiful shotgun. It really is. So, you know, use it
so
in good health.
Zombies come, he's good.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And look, the climate of the world, just like you said, is not so healthy right now.
Okay, so when zombies come or when the purge comes, I guess, is
that's
what you're alluding.
The purge comes, people are in trouble. Well, they'll be coming with God knows how what they're going to have. Who knows?
Yeah.
They had like semi-automatics there. They had a whole bunch
of
stuff.
Well, it was a movie, so I'd imagine it would not be too hard for people to have crazy assault weapons.
Oh, no, I'm talking about in the store.
Oh, in the store? Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like, it's a good thing that it's a good thing that you'd be enduring the purge on Long Island and not in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, even though in Pennsylvania, you could probably just go hide in the mountains somewhere.
Pretty much.
Or in the woods.
Let me tell you, it's crazy. So we went there. We came up with the different sauces, you know, and then afterwards, we're like, okay, well, we already went and we got a gun. Why not go looking for something else for, you know, July 4th? So we went looking into fireworks and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, well, let's drive back into New York with, you know, a new shotgun and some fireworks. Why not, right?
Yeah. Why not? Well, I mean, like it is, I don't know, is it, I mean, you're lucky because they usually, I know that they usually around this time, like the like a week or two before 4th of July,
right.
they'll just be hanging, the police will just be hanging on the border between New York and like Jersey or New York and like, yeah, like coming back into New York, they'll just be chilling by the border waiting to catch anybody with like fireworks or something in their car.
Right. But here's the thing. You have to have a reason for them to pull you over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, I wasn't doing anything wrong and you know what I mean? But, and I, listen, we didn't go super crazy with anything anyhow. We just got a couple of tiny little things.
You just got fireworks to have fun.
Just a couple little things.
I'm pretty sure fireworks injuries have been down over the past year, so you're good.
Have they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's good. Well, you know. Anyway, but it was fun. It was fun.
I bet.
I just wanted to have some fun with my son.
I wish I could remember what the whole thing Joe Dirt says when he's asking what the fireworks stand has, because I'd be asking you that exact same question.
Oh, yeah? You could have probably Googled it.
I probably could have Googled it, but I literally just popped into my head right now. But what kind of fireworks did you get? Did you get big mortars?
No, we got just a couple small things.
You could
things.
Say yes.
No, we got a couple of small things.
Okay, he just got sparklers and snakes.
No, we got smoke bombs, you okay. know. Got a couple of the, what do you call it?
Roman candles.
Yeah.
You're going to pretend to be Harry Potter and shoot each other with Roman candles like teenagers?
That. That's funny. No, we got a couple of little things. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't want anybody thinking that I got like this big massive amount of
stuff. I just want to let you know something. 4th of July is coming and you're not going to be the only person that has fireworks. So like, you know, what are they going to do? Come knocking on your house?
Brimstone, we're here to take your mortars. Well, you never know. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I don't have those anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But then they're too expensive. I don't want to waste my money. Other people have got them. Why do I want to waste my money?
That's true. It'll just be another fireworks show.
Blow your damn hands off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'd hope that if you decided to buy your son a shotgun, you at least know how to handle fireworks and wouldn't blow your hand off.
I do. I know how to handle both.
That's
so,
very good.
Yeah, so it was good. But anyway, so it was a very eventful time. Got back. What do you call it? We're working on a whole bunch of different things, and you know, it was like I was so tired. I got into bed and I just passed out. I collapsed. Yeah. We were having like long, long days. So I got up Thursday morning and we were out of the house by like 5:30 a.m. You know what I mean? And then we didn't go to sleep until late. And then the next day I screwed up my time. So I got up at 5:30 again and went to the bathroom and then realized it's 5:30, you know, but I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I wasn't paying attention to the clock and I was still half asleep. You know, when you're half asleep and then you're kind of like, you know, nothing's really making sense.
Yeah.
You got in there. So
it was me this morning.
It was 6 o'clock and I was like, oh no, we have to get up and we have to start getting ready. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was in the bathroom already. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to jump in the shower now. So I jumped in the shower, got everything got done. And then I get out of the shower. It's 6:30. I'm like, I didn't have to even wake up for another half hour.
That is the worst.
Yeah. And I was just like, all right. So, yeah, that kind of screwed me a little bit. But it was all right. You know, then we got up. We got ready. We went and did, you know, Cracker Barrel, you know, the obligatory Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They're awful. They're really not good.
I'm really glad that you said that because I was going to say, like, it's really not all it's cracked up to be. Like my friends, like my friends, you know, every once in a while for a couple of years, we did like every year we would do a trip upstate.
Right.
A couple of my friends would rant and rave about Cracker Barrel and I'd never been before. And I was expecting this really awesome dining experience.
No.
And I was like, I could have got this at a diner. Like I could have got better food at the diner.
Yep. Yep.
And I probably could have got rock candy from the diner too, from one of the people that work at the diner. I don't know.
The store itself is pretty cool. You know what I mean? I like the little country store, but you know, you're going for the food. You know what I mean? And the food is not so good. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I had the sausages. I normally don't get the sausage patties, but I got the sausage patties and bro, they were just nasty. They were nasty. I tried cutting it with my fork, and it was just like, it was not giving. It was just not.
I'm sure the original Cracker Barrel was a good place to eat, and then it became a franchise, and like all franchises, they just tank.
Oh, of course.
You know, like it's, the food's not as good. You're just going because it's the name. You're going because you could sit on rocking chairs and play giant checkers outside.
This is true.
You know, and then oh, look, I could buy Jacob's Ladder in the gift shop.
That sounds like fun. What do you call it? Anyway, so that was this past weekend. Lots of fun. Now, what do you call it? This week, Haley's graduation. You know, so what do you
that's
call it?
A big
she's,
deal.
She's graduating, and that's great. You know, so it's just going to be a very sad situation for Danielle because she can't accept her, you know, little baby moving up in schools. She, that's the last we're going to ever see of that elementary school, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Three kids, done.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, like, not done. She's still got plenty more school to go.
Yeah, but that school.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All three kids.
Yeah.
Done. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So that being said, what do you call it? Yeah. It is what it is. So, oh.
Such is life.
Here, right, literally right around the corner from us, I don't know if you heard about this. So there was a guy that was in a pretty bad motorcycle accident.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Okay. So did you know that
it was on Thursday, I think, right?
He was driving a Ducati?
I didn't hear the full story, but I was me and Kim were going to the Met game. She got tickets, free tickets to the Met game, which was awesome. And we drove out, and my cousin texted me while I was on the road. He said, "Hey, avoid the Southern State. Really bad motorcycle accident." And that's literally all I had heard.
Well, it was. Oh wait, there was one that just happened. That was a two motorcycle accident.
That's the one I'm talking about.
This is a different one.
Okay.
This one happened, I think, last week. I believe it was.
Jesus Christ! Not a great week for motorcycle riders.
No, and it was right here, right off on Hempstead Turnpike, I believe, and Wantagh Parkway.
Okay, then it's not the one I'm thinking of.
No, okay. So this one, the guy was driving a Ducati, okay? And he was coming off the parkway, and I believe an older woman hit him, and the motorcycle went one direction, he went the other direction, and I don't know what happened, but it turns out that he was driving a stolen Ducati.
Oh, no wonder he was going so fast.
So, what do you call it? So here's the question. Like, is it like, you know, his comeuppance? Did he deserve it? I think he deserved it.
The old lady's Batman. I don't know. That's kind of what we're getting at right here. But no, yeah, no, okay, you absolutely deserve it. Like, again, I'm not wishing death on anybody.
No.
Because I'm assuming he didn't die.
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so? Okay, well, then you deserve it. You're stealing somebody's motorcycle they paid a lot of money for. You deserve to, maybe not wreck it, but you deserve to wreck yourself a little bit.
Right.
You know, what did we learn? Don't steal motorcycles.
That's what I'm talking about.
You get like, taken out by old ladies.
Why are you sitting and stealing motorcycle?
Probably to sell it, I'd imagine,
yeah, well,
for drugs.
Yeah, Ducati, it's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Ducatis. And it's funny because I couldn't remember, you know, what the name of it was because I remember, I knew what it was, but I couldn't get the name when I was trying to write it down, so I remembered it for today.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, my God, what the hell is the name of it? And I keep getting confused with
but
the Bugatti.
But I think of the other one, I'm pretty sure the two motorcycle accident was last Thursday. The Thursday
maybe.
That passed.
Might have been the same
because I was going.
Day.
It might have been. I have no idea. I remember getting the text message. I was going to the Met game.
Yeah.
And I got a text. Like I said, my cousin was driving home from work. He said, "Yo, avoid the Southern State like the plague. There was a really bad motorcycle accident." I'm pretty sure somebody died in that one, though.
Wow. Well, here it is, guys.
Yeah.
Don't steal motorcycles.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're going to blow it, kid. The kid will squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's got to eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Got to make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626
to save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof! I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
Yes.
So, what do you call it? We talked about the motorcycle,
yes,
which was very interesting.
Yep.
Meanwhile, do you use Venmo at all?
Yeah, of course I do.
So, did you get anything? There was like a promotion going on that if you haven't used it in a while, I got like an email from them saying that, you know, we miss you. If you sign in, we'll give you $10.
Well, I've signed in all the time. I use it all the time, oh. So I didn't get that.
Well, I got it.
Well,
and,
that's cool.
And it's a big BS because
you
I
probably
clicked
can't withdraw it.
I clicked it and it says error processing incentive. Try again later. And that's been like that.
Are you sure it's a real email?
It's
not a spam thing that's going to hack your Venmo account when you open it?
No, it brings me right into Venmo.
Oh, okay.
What do you call it? It's Venmo. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure this is. If not, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, if not, I mean, like, I would definitely not sign right into it, but I guess that's kind of cool. I bet you it's $10 for your Venmo account. Like, I bet you can't, like, withdraw that $10. Like, if somebody sent you money, you'd be able to withdraw everything except that $10 that would have to sit in your Venmo account.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? You just spend it on something.
That's interesting. You know, hey, I don't mind spending
it's
it on
like,
something.
It's like, but it's just like those fantasy sports betting apps.
Right.
Like, they'll front you a bunch of money, but you can't withdraw it. You can just use it to enter into tournaments to win money. You just can't, like, if they give you a free $500 to use in a tournament,
right,
you can't just cash in on the promo code and be like, cool, $500. It doesn't work like that.
Right. I don't know.
So I'm imagining it's the same thing.
Maybe. I don't care. I'd be like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, get something for $10 on with your Venmo account.
I'd buy you lunch. Get you a little filet.
You gotta hope that they take Venmo.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you send it to somebody. You go, here's $5 for lunch.
Oh, I guess that works. Yeah, that probably works.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that probably works.
It's like, I felt like sending you lunch today.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't you worry, sweet cheeks. I'm getting you lunch today because I care. I care, even though you didn't bring me some chocolate cake.
Not chocolate cake. What was it? Brownies?
Brownies.
Brownies.
Yeah, it was brownies.
Son of a bitch. also, guys, I don't know if you're in the Texas area, but if you are in San Antonio, I will be appearing at Celebrity Fan Fest at the Fiesta Six Flags from August 2nd through the 4th. Yeah, so if you're around, you know, come see me. Come hang.
That's really cool. It's in Six Flags.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, we've signed in a million other places. I mean, Six Flags just seems like an interesting place to do it. I just don't know how it's going to be.
I'm sure it's going to be fun. I'd imagine it's in Texas, so
you won't be short of any
people going to Six Flags.
We'll see.
You know?
Yeah, but if they're going to Six Flags, they're going for Six Flags. They're not going to see celebrities.
You could probably have a mixture of both. You know, there's probably some people that are going for Six Flags,
mm-hmm.
and then some people that are going for the convention, and the convention's at Six Flags.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'll probably get a mixture of both.
Well, hopefully it'll, you know, we'll see what
happens. I looked at the guest list. There's some pretty big names. I feel like those pretty big names wouldn't go unless there was a pretty good idea that there was money involved and, you know, that they were going
to,
getting
paid to go.
Yeah, I understand you're getting paid to go, but I mean, like, you know.
I know. Well, look, we'll see what happens.
If not, you get to just have fun at Six Flags.
We'll see. You know, by myself. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's coming with me. Actually, Cyrus is going to be out there.
I'm sure there'll be friends for you out there.
I'm sure plenty of people that I know will come out there and see me.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But that being said, what was it? Oh, yeah. Here on the island, apparently there is a $7 million waterfront oasis mansion. And it's supposed to be absolutely beautiful. It's in Syosset. It looks like the yard looks like a park. I mean, it's like tremendous.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's for sale right now. But it is supposedly a haunted house.
Oh, that's cool. Somebody's going to buy it and make so much money making it like a little haunted getaway.
Well, that's the question. Is like, do you buy a haunted house?
Yeah, you do buy a haunted house.
So you would buy it?
I would a bazillion percent. I mean, $7 million might be a little much. I don't know how much you'd wind up making on it. But
if you had the money.
If I had the money, I'm talking well over $7 million, but I would consider it because you make it a tourist trap. You know, it's this big, nice, luxury mansion, but it's freaking haunted. Come spend this amount of money and come stay. Or you just get all the paranormal experts from wherever and just, you know, charge him to come investigate at the house. I don't know.
Like, you know,
lean into it. Lean into the whole haunted thing.
I guess, but to put $7 million down on a
that's
on
what
a
I mean. That's my problem. Is like,
you know what I mean?
That's what my problem is. Is like, if I did that, would I make the money? Would I make the money back and then some?
Like, well, it's all a gamble.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like everything's a gamble.
Like, I'm not living in it.
It's like, do you do stocks? Do you
trade? Not really. Not really. I did. I put like $20 into Dogecoin. That's about it. You know, so
the Dogecoin.
That's about it. But
is that like the kitty coin? What is it? What is
Big Cat Coin? Okay. I don't know if that actually launched, but Big Cat Coin was what Carole Baskin was going to do. But no, I understand that it would be a gamble, but you know, I don't know.
Like that kind of
people
that,
love that. People love those like haunted resort or haunted like house things that they can go like try and stay at. There's this one I was watching because I follow this. There's this paranormal investigative team that they do lives on YouTube all the time.
Okay.
And they were just at this place called it's the Haunted Hill House. It's not the
I know
not,
Haunted Hill House.
Not Netflix, but not the Netflix special. Not the Netflix
house on
show.
Haunted Hill.
Yeah. but it's like the Haunted Hill House or something like that. I think it's in Chicago.
Okay.
And the people who own the house, like, they leaned into it. They're like, come stay. You can go on their website. You could book days to stay and come investigate the house or experience what it's like to live in a haunted house.
Interesting.
You know?
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Plus,
like, you know, I am... Like a regular house that's haunted, maybe that's one thing, right? Even then, it's kind of like, I don't know.
We're not living there.
Well, you wouldn't live there?
Fuck no.
So, you would pay $7 million and not live there?
No, that's what I'm saying. I would turn it into a tourist attraction.
You are not making $7 million back.
You said I had the money to do it. If I had the disposable income to just blow $7 million and turn it into a tourist trap, yeah, I'm going to do it. But if it's going to financially cripple me, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I thought for sure you were going to be living there. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, no. Like I said from the jump, I would buy it to turn it into some tourist trap, and some tourist attraction for people to come spend their money to stay at. And be like, oh, I stayed in a haunted mansion.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not living there. Hell no.
All right. So, well, why wouldn't you live there, though?
Because I'm not getting attacked by demons.
I'm not getting attacked by demons.
Yeah, hell no.
Well, do you really think that's the case? You think that you'd be getting attacked by demons?
I don't know. I watch enough things where people get friggin' scratched by stuff. I don't want to wake up with like random scratch marks on my back and it burns, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be possessed.
But then again, maybe you get a hot ghost possessing the
place. I'm okay.
And she's like, so what's going on there,
that's
Greer?
That's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I am totally fine with who I'm with now. I don't need any.
It's a ghost. It's not cheating, Greer.
I don't need any ghosts.
It's not cheating. It's a ghost.
That's okay. I don't need to be raped by a ghost.
What is that? What movie was that? Like Scary Movie or
something? Scary Movie, yeah. It was a Scary Movie. It was a Scary Movie 2 or 3. It's one of them.
Yeah, it was with, what's her face? Chris, what's his face's ex-wife. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt's ex-wife?
Chris Pratt.
With Anna Faris?
Yeah, Anna Faris.
She was in a couple of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was her that was in that scene.
Okay. Like, yeah, I think you are right, yeah.
Yeah, it was freaking hilarious. You know what it is? Look, if there's even a potential of the house being haunted, I don't know how I feel about living there. I don't think I
could
do
that.
That's
what I'm saying, no.
You know, visiting, stopping in, you know, checking it out, I can see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm down for that. But, like, you know, people, you know what? You're right. People do pay a big penny, you know, to stay at houses like that.
Yeah.
Or to stay at, like, in Salem, I know there's one house where a guy murdered his multiple people, I think, and they rent it for like $500 a night or more.
That's what I'm saying. People want to do that. Weirdos want to do that. It's like, look, I survived staying in this mansion. Look how cool I am.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
I could visit for like a day and like walk around and see if I can get some weird recordings. I'd try that, but
yeah.
No, I'm not staying and or living in a haunted mansion. That is not happening.
I am not staying nor living in it.
Yeah, no.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, no.
Well, listen, that's about that. What do you call it? We're about done for this week. Sorry I'm a little lackluster today, people. I'm just tired. And as always, Mr. Greer,
rate, review, subscribe.
Hit us up on Wednesday to catch Greer and I, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, live for Truly Inconsequential, Thursdays for the Grindhouse Radio. And as always, we'll see you again next week. Nice.